Good morning, everyone. My name's Lachlan, if you didn't know me already. And today I'm going to be baptized, so I'd like to share my testimony with you about how I came to know Jesus Christ as my Savior. So before I start, I'd like to share a bit of scripture because I feel like it's very relevant to my life before knowing Christ. It's John 3:19. And this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. I know that Jesus has saved me from judgment, and when I die there is a heaven and I'll be going there with him. I know because the Bible tells me so, and I've never known God to lie once in his word as much as I've dared to question it. Before Christ gave me his life, I lived in intellectual and spiritual darkness. I only ever chose to believe things that gave me permission to sin, even though I knew it was wrong. I could drink myself stupid, I lied, used drugs and watched pornography, I disrespected my parents. I made up a God I liked or told myself there wasn't one, and my guilty feelings were an anomaly. And at uni in 2011, my head was filled with worldly nonsense. I thought I knew everything, but it didn't keep me from despair. I got so desperate and lonely living by myself as my sin caught up to me. I asked myself, if there was no God and nothing mattered, why couldn't I find peace in my free living? I got to a point thinking about these things where I couldn't come up with a good reason to be alive. Going my own way had left me spiritually empty. So then I read one of the Gospels. It was on the internet, and I read it straight through in one evening. And the Lord Jesus was the first person who wasn't just philosophizing or making up theories about life when he talked. I saw in his morality perfect truth. I cried reading it because I was so relieved that there was truth and I could know it in the person of Jesus Christ. I didn't have to wonder about God's existence or even his character. But then I had to face the fact that I had been breaking all of his laws, which were good, and certainly I agreed with them. My conscience confirmed I agreed with them. So I don't know that I cried out to him during that time because there was so much I didn't understand or didn't want to face. He helped me to turn away from a lot of the filthy behavior after that, but some years of disobedience followed. I neglected the Bible and didn't pursue fellowship with any Christians until 2014 when Kirsty and I went overseas. A guy from our work invited us to an international church, which we started attending for the English-speaking company. I got more exposure to the Word of God and read through the Bible. Some things became clearer, but not a perfect understanding, as the church had error on many things, such as on baptism. I couldn't have told you for sure whether I was saved at that point, however. Then Kirsty and I came back and sought out a new church, since I realized fellowship was important and part of God's will. And we ended up going to a church for over a year until reading the Bible, we realized they were way off. It was a false church and we'd become really confused. It troubled us so much we left, only 2 weeks before it closed down, praise God. From there to Coastline, and now I have assurance of my salvation as of July 14 this year, simply through looking properly at what the Bible says. I can say for certain Jesus is my Lord and Savior. This has been made clear, among other things, like baptism, thanks to Pastor James and the encouragement of the other brothers and sisters from Coastline for helping me to understand the power of God's word to save. So the Lord has been gracious to me and worked all these things for my good and his glory. Today I declare my faith in Jesus Christ through baptism as a picture of my joining in his death, burial, and resurrection. Thank you all for being here to witness this, and God bless you.
Hi everyone, my name's Kirsty and I've been attending Coastline Baptist Church for a few months now, and this is my testimony. So before Christ, I would not have considered my life to be a mess. I was doing well at university, living in a stable home. I had a job and a car and had travelled overseas. When Lachlan and I first got together in 2011, he said he had started reading the Bible and shared some of this with me. I indulged him because I had always believed in God and had been taught at school as a child and believed that Jesus died for me, but I had my own ideas of what God was really about. In 2014, I moved to South Korea where we were invited to attend an international church, and I begrudgingly attended with him until I made some good friends and began to enjoy the fellowship. At this time, I rejected most of the sermons and liked to expound on the parts I disagreed with on the way home every Sunday. From the beginning of our relationship and right up until this point, Lachlan had consistently urged me to read a Bible if I wanted to understand the truth. But in my eyes, I didn't need to. My life was just fine the way it was, and the Bible was too big anyway. My return to Australia was when things began shifting for me. We began attending a local church which focused mostly on feelings instead of the concrete word of God. The people were warm and I quickly made friends. I felt that this was a church I could really feel comfortable in. There was no condemnation, no rebuking, just the nice parts of the Bible and a whole lot of warm, fuzzy feelings. We were taught that if we believed enough, if we had enough faith, we could receive the health, wealth, and happiness we desired because Jesus had paid for it all. I knew that Jesus had died for me. I'd always known it, but I never knew what it really meant before. This church told me that Jesus died so I could have all of these things in my life, and if I simply accepted Jesus, I would be saved. I contented myself with this idea until I had Emma. I had expected things to go smoothly, but it was conversely a traumatic experience. I began to feel confused and upset by the teachings of our church, which affirmed that good things would happen to those who had enough faith. I was offered the usual form of comfort, and it was suggested that I pray about it, but no biblical perspective was ever offered. Feeling that I needed something more, I began to search for Bible-focused sermons online during my recovery. It was then that I understood what Jesus had really done for me. I felt convicted of my sins and wrongdoings and remorseful for them and felt grateful that God had given his son to save someone like me. And then I felt afraid when I suddenly realized we belonged to a false church and I wasn't sure if I was actually saved. Within a few weeks, we had left our church and received an invitation for Coastline Baptist Church in the mail. It was here that I had the opportunity to share my uncertainty with a Bible-believing pastor and I came to properly understand salvation. And it was then that I truly repented of all my wrongdoing and asked the Lord to save me. Before Christ, I would not have said my life was a mess, but it was missing something vital. I thought I had everything I could want, but it was all meaningless. My salvation is the greatest gift I have ever received, but Jesus has also given me the comfort and peace of mind that could never be found in any earthly relationship. I have great hope for the present and for the future. I know that he will always take care of all my needs, and when I am anxious, he will give me rest. I am excited and blessed to be baptized today as a declaration of my faith in Jesus Christ. Thank you.